The name of my story this morning is An Inspired Conversation of Misunderstandings. Polly has excitedly been working on an art project here. She has all her markers and her stickers all there to work with, and the drawing is a picture of a wedding gown, like from the wedding yesterday in London, England, when Prince Harry, when he married Meghan Markle. I don't know if you saw that. Her train must have been 20 feet long behind her. "Well, well, well," said her daddy when he came in and saw her art. "That is beautiful. You must be very inspired." And Polly said, "I worked hard, Daddy, but I'm not perspired at all." "Oh," said Daddy, "inspired is not like perspired. Inspired is when something causes you to be excited about creating something like your artwork here. I could say that seeing that wedding inspired you to create your beautiful artwork." Polly looked very pleased with herself as she placed another sticker on her artwork. Hammond came in from outside, where he had been kicking the soccer ball around with Barabbas. And Polly turned and proudly announced to him, "I'm very inspired." And Hammond said, "Me too. It was actually hot out there running around with Barabbas." And Hammond wiped his forehead. And Polly said, "Oh, inspired is different than perspired when you're hot and sweaty. Inspired is when something causes you to be excited about creating something. You are hot and sweaty, so that means you are perspired." "What's so special about being inspired?" asked Hammond. "Oh," said Polly as she shrugged her shoulders. Grandma Potato Head spoke up and she said, "I believe that the Holy Spirit is who often prompts us to be inspired." "Like, is the Holy Spirit like God?" asked Polly. "No," said Grandma. "The Holy Spirit is not dog." "God, Grandma, God, not dog," is what I said. And just as Polly was shouting that at Grandma, her father came back into the room and heard her shouting that and said, "Well, well, well, young lady, that's no way to talk to anyone, let alone your grandmother." And it was Hammond who was inspired to figure out the miscommunication happening here. And so he turned to Grandma, and in a firm but kind voice, he faced her so she could see the words coming out of his mouth. And she said, "I think you need a new battery in your hearing aid, Grandma." "Oh, my, thank you, Hammond. That was very kind of you to tell me so clearly." I think that when we are inspired to act and speak kindly to others, it is often the Holy Spirit that prompts us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for inspiring us to be kind. The end.